All right, welcome back. I'm Simi Sarah. Well, we just spent a half hour talking about retail sales and consumer spending and how there is potentially a shift coming in how we spend our money, which was why you probably see so many big discounted sales happening now, whereas you didn't before. But the question is deeper than that. It's what makes you get out and want to spend money when you don't really need anything? Like, say on a day like today, it's raining out there, everybody's off. What makes you get up off the couch from in front of the fireplace or in front of the TV when you know there's lots of leftovers in the fridge? What makes you want to get up, get dressed, brave the crowds, get outside, and potentially spend money? Like, you're almost forcing yourself to get out there and spend money. Do you really need something that badly? Well, or is it a bit of a compulsion on our part? I'm willing to bet it's a bit of a compulsion. Candace Platter is with us, a registered clinical counselor and addictions therapist. We're going to talk more about this. Hi, Candace.
Hello, Sunny.
Now, some of us have problems with this, don't we?
Yes, a lot of people do, especially at this time of year. It's very prevalent.
Okay, so Candace, when you see people lined up and you hear these stories about how they were lined up, yesterday afternoon for stores that were going to open this morning, do you think, okay, you have an issue?
Well, it depends. I mean, if it's a certain product that you really, really want to have, that's something different. And, shopping is one of those things that we have to do. So it's not always an addictive behavior. But usually what happens when it crosses over into something that's addictive is that the person is trying to not have to feel what it is that they're really feeling inside. And those kinds of feelings are usually things like really profound loneliness or emptiness, sadness, sometimes anger. And that's the function of any addiction is to not have to feel those things. So a shopping addiction, the reason why somebody might get off the couch to go shopping is about creating enough chaos inside to not have to deal with those feelings. So they know that they don't really need what they're going to get. They know they don't really need to get anything, but there they go, wanting to be able to get away from what they're feeling at home on the couch.
But that's pretty deep, though, isn't it, Candace? Because most people probably would say, well, that's not me.
Well, most people might say that, but, denial is part of the condition of addiction. And if somebody is compulsively overspending and compulsively shopping, that is them.
Well, I've wondered about that because with the crowds that are out there today, I think, and what you have to wait for, you have to wait in the lineups, you have to wait to get in, you have to wait to park your car.
Mm-hmm.
What makes it worth it for people mm-hmm. to get up and even brave all of that?
Well, again, not everybody who goes to Boxing Day sales is going to be a shopping addict. I mean, some people are trying to find things to do with their families who are visiting from out of town, right? So it's not about that. But for many people who are there at the Boxing Day sales, who are compulsively shopping at other times of the year, it's about getting away from what they really feel. It really is. That's what it's about.
Right. But what about that idea of, oh, my goodness, it's so cheap. I have to buy something. I mean, I can't pass this opportunity up.
Right. And again, that's almost part of the ritual of this behavior is that if something's on sale, this addiction is so validated in our society, and it's one that isn't taken seriously enough. It's kind of like internet addiction. It's sort of this new addictive behavior that's been going on for a long, long time. And so people who feel like they absolutely have to get something on sale, that's a compulsion. That's a difficult kind of behavior that leads into often things like hoarding. And, again, that's about, I don't want to feel what I feel. I'm going to create a lot of chaos in my life. And this is not a conscious thought. It's not that people are consciously thinking, gee, I think I'll create chaos in my life. But unconsciously, they're really wanting to get away from the boredom, the emptiness, the loneliness they feel.
But we often talk about retail therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that sort of an end result of what this is, what we're talking about?
It often can be. And, the roots of it, sometimes it begins in the family of origin where children live, they learn what they live. So if what they've seen is that when the going gets tough, the tough go shopping, then that's what they're going to do too.
And does it, you mentioned loneliness, and does it create camaraderie, do you think, with other people to get out there in the crowds and know that, aha, I'm not the only one?
I think it absolutely does. People, especially women, I don't know about men, but especially women, they talk to each other on those lines, and, you know, they commiserate with each other about how long the line is and that the deals aren't really all that good. And, you know, it's almost like having somebody at least to talk to.
Yeah, it's socialization.
Yes.
Interesting. Yes. Boy, people listening are going, no, I just want to go shopping.
Yeah. Well, and some people do just want to go shopping, but there are other people who really are having a problem with this. This is a real, real problem for many people. And for those people, they need to get some help.
Well, we're going to talk about sort of what defines a shopping addict, Candace, but we have to take a break, okay? So stay
okay.
with us.
Sure.
Candace Platter is a registered clinical counselor and addictions therapist. We're going to talk about what defines a shopping addict when we come back. All right, welcome back. I'm Simi Sarah. We're talking about shopping on Boxing Day. Yes, I know. Everybody gets out. It seems to be a ritual. But when is it just not a good idea? When have we turned shopping on Boxing Day into some kind of compulsion that is not necessarily good for us? I'm curious because just trying to get in today here at CKNW where we work, which is at Pacific Center, I couldn't even get into the parkade because the lineup to get into the parkade was 3 blocks long. And the sign that told you how many parking spots were available said there was 1 parking spot available. And yet people were lined up to get in. And I had to ask myself, what makes people do it? What is so worthwhile? How good of a deal do you have to get to make that kind of lineup, that kind of hassle to get in even worth it? Well, Candace Platter is with us, a registered clinical counselor and addiction therapist. Thanks for being with us, Candace.
Sure.
I have to wonder, like, what really does make it worth it for people to spend that much time and effort to come to the mall?
Well, again, you know, I think there's a difference between people who are just trying to find something to do today on a rainy day and who just like to shop. There's a difference between people like that and people who really are seriously addicted to shopping. And I think we need to make that distinction.
Okay, so what is it for people who are curious?
For people who are...
Well, what is that distinction then? So what makes somebody an actual shopping addict?
Well, I think there are several things to look at, and one of them is that if you're using shopping, overspending, as a way to self-medicate those feelings that you have inside, that emptiness and loneliness inside, that is probably bordering on addiction for you.
Right, but if you're people who don't know, who aren't introspective enough to figure that out, are there signs?
Yes. One thing is, you know, often people who are shopping addicts are quite preoccupied with the whole ritual of shopping. So they're looking forward to days like today, the whole Christmas season. They get to be validated for shopping. They get to go out there and spend their money and feel really wonderful about doing it. But at other times, the ritual of planning the purchase, planning the trip to the mall, planning going online, getting the credit card out, ready to use, you know, those are ritualistic kinds of behaviors that shopping addicts use. And, you know, there are problems that come from this. So anybody who's in a situation where they're financially strapped, like really strapped, because of the purchases that they've made that they don't need, they need to really be looking at that.
Do retailers build us up for this too, with you know, enticing people with sales that we feel that we're only going to get today?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, you absolutely have to have this. You have to come in and get this. And again, it's a validated kind of, like you say, retail therapy.
Yeah, because the key is, I mean, I was just talking to a retail analyst, David Gray, who was saying it's not really today. I mean, in years past, it used to be only today, but now it's all week.
Now it's all week. You know, and maybe they'll come up with Boxing Month next year. Who knows? But, you know, another problem with people who are serious addicts when it comes to this is a self-respect piece where they know, I mean, even if they're not self-aware, even people who aren't, you know, introspective and looking at themselves on the kind of level that I'm talking about, they know somewhere inside of themselves that they're not taking the next right action for themselves. They know that there's something wrong in what they're doing to themselves. They know that they're going to be causing a lot of problems for themselves. And this creates, you know, a low feeling of self-respect. They feel disappointed in themselves. They've let themselves down. They've done this yet again.
Mm-hmm.
And the shopper often feels ashamed of the purchases, of having purchased, not of the purchases necessarily, but having done this again. And that creates a real difficulty for them to go and take things back. They have a really hard time going and getting refunds and exchanges, and that's another sign of somebody who's a shopping addict.
Right, and they also, it's also how long that high lasts, right? I mean, if you get a great deal, how long does the high last that you got a great deal?
Yeah, it often doesn't last very long. Addiction is really all about a temporary high. People mistakenly think that it's going to last for a long time. But, you know, there's something called tolerance. It doesn't matter what kind of addiction you have. Tolerance means that you're going to need more and more and more of it. We see it with alcohol and drugs all the time. It's the same with shopping. It's the same with an eating disorder. It's the same with gambling. You need more and more and more of it to be able to get the high and to have the high last.
Right. So what's the best way to approach this then? I mean, you know, we are inundated in this kind of consumerized culture that we have. How do you make that choice to say, I'm not going to let this happen to me?
Yeah, that's a tough one. People who are in the throes of addiction often don't come out of it until there is some kind of consequence to them.
As in their bill arriving?
Sometimes it's the bill, but, you know, there are some people in this situation who have people in their lives who will bail them out, who will enable them in that kind of way. And so the consequence doesn't really get to them for a while, right? And until... with addiction of any kind, until there are consequences for the person who's addicted, the addiction doesn't stop.
Really?
Yeah.
And does it have to be really bad consequences? It's got to be more than just the financial sort of consequences?
Usually it does have to be more than the financial. Sometimes it has to be the very people who were enabling them, setting healthy boundaries with them, saying, we're not going to do this for you anymore. You need to get some help.
Do you think we're getting worse?
In what way?
Like, do you think more of us are sort of falling prey to this idea of compulsive shopping?
I think more people are falling prey to that. I think there are lots of other addictions that people are falling prey to as well.
Oh.
I think it's a difficult society we live in, but it's a very materialistic society and competitive society. So, yeah, you know, people who don't feel good about themselves have to find a way to feel better, have to have the latest gadget, the latest toy, the latest fashion, you know. But again, it all boils down to how you're feeling about yourself inside.
Well, and yet we're not helped by marketers who make it possible for us. I mean, we feel everybody has to have a big screen TV.
That's right.
If you don't have a flat screen, big screen TV, then there is something seriously wrong with you.
That's right. Exactly. And people who have the feeling that there's something wrong with them to begin with are often taken kind of hostage with that marketing.
Is there a socioeconomic factor to this as well? I mean, maybe you don't make as much money, but if you have the big screen TV, you give the appearance that maybe you do?
Mm, very much so. And I think a lot of people who are shopping addicts grew up in poverty or grew up without having what they wanted or needed. And, you know, again, this makes them feel better about themselves.
What questions should we ask ourselves then before we make these kinds of purchases, Candace?
I think we can take a pause, you know, to just When you become aware of yourself in the store and you've got 3 or maybe 12 things that you're going to take to the till, or you've got a bunch of things in your shopping cart online, and if you become aware of yourself, which would be a great thing, as you're doing this, you can just push that pause button inside of yourself and just step back, take a breath. What am I really doing here? What is this purchase really about? Do I really need this? You know, can I ask the sales clerk to put this on hold for me for half an hour and go have a cup of tea and talk to yourself? Can you, if you're online, maybe you can put these purchases on your wish list instead of in your shopping cart?
Because often walking out of the store will help you realize that you don't really need that.
You don't really need it. That's right. And the more that that can happen, you know, the better you're going to feel about yourself.
But the thing about a day like today is the pressure is you can't walk out of the store.
I know. It's so chaotic and it's so loud and it's so busy. And I think it's created that way so that people don't have to look inside.
Well, all you want them to be driven by is that it's a deal, it's a deal, it's a deal, therefore you must buy it.
And you have to do it today. You have to do it today. It's the only day you can get it. Yeah.
See, we're still getting sucked in.
I know.
paying cash is probably a good idea too, isn't it?
Paying cash is a really good idea, Simi, because it gives you the immediate consequence. The plastic, you know, our plastic society, it's so easy for shopping addicts to, you know, keep purchasing, keep buying, and to not even flinch when their bill comes in. You know, some of these people are getting phone call after phone call at dinner time, creditors, they just don't even answer the phone anymore.
Okay, so we have to set ourselves a budget. And I think people do their homework, though, when they go shopping on Boxing Day, right? They check the flyers, they go online, they know what they want to get.
They do, and for some people that's a very wise choice, and for shopping addicts that's a part of the ritual.
Now, those are the people, though, who are probably doing this in a smart fashion.
Some of them will be. Some of them will be doing it, you know, because they think it's smart, and they can tell themselves it's smart, and they can go and buy more and more and more and feel okay about it.
Do you think a lot of Boxing Day shopping is impulse buying?
Definitely. For anybody, for a shopping addict or for you and me in the store, I think it's impulse buying.
Right.
And that's what the merchants are hoping for.
Because the people who line up aren't necessarily shopping addicts. They might be people who have targeted what they're going to buy and they know what they want and they're just going to go in there and get that.
Yeah, and that's perfect. If you can do it that way, that's great. For many people, there comes a time when that line gets crossed.
Yeah. See, Candace, though, from everything that we've talked about, it sounds like there are really different and complex reasons as to why people sort of succumb to this idea of shopping on Boxing Day.
Yes, I totally agree. There are very many complex reasons.
Okay.
It's not going to be the same for everybody.
No, it's not. Well, thanks for helping us try to maybe sort that out.
Okay.
That is Candace Platter, a registered clinical counselor and addictions therapist. We were trying to look at all the number of different reasons why people would head out to the stores today, and it sounds pretty complex, but we'll talk more about that when we come back.